World Cancer Day preparations are going on well. This year, the Cancer Association and many other stakeholders have come together with the Ministry of Health and Child Care. The celebrations will be done in Mutare. Preparations are underway for this day to be commemorated in Mutare. So all these stakeholders will also be participating on that same day.
When you look at the different cancers that are affecting people in Zimbabwe, which ones would you say are the most common?
In females, cervical cancer is the most common cancer, followed by breast. In men, it's the prostate cancer that's leading.
What are you urging people to do should they suspect that they have some sort of cancer, or just to remain vigilant?
I think people shouldn't wait for them to have symptoms so that they can be checked. I think we should make it a habit that every year people are screened for just a general body physical examination. This is where some of these issues are picked up. And also things like cervical cancer, prostate cancer, people can visit their nearest clinic and get themselves checked.
When you look at the statistics in the country regarding cancer, would you say there's been an increase or a decrease of cancer cases in the country?
There has been an increase, and the reasons for the increase could be, as a country, we are now reporting on all the cancer cases that are out there, and then the number suddenly goes up, or people are also suffering from cancer. Remember, cancer can also affect people whose immune system is compromised. So I can safely say these are some of the reasons why we have high figures of cancer.
When we look at the actual detection of cancer itself, where is it offered, and is it for free, or what are the charges like?
Most of it is free. If you look at the municipality clinics, they are offering most of these services for free. The public institutions are also offering these tests for free. A few private institutions are charging. For example, Cancer Association, we do have a fee for cervical cancer because we are a non-profit making organization. So if we charge, this is how we then replenish whatever we use in testing our people.
Take us through the preparations, like when someone comes in for cervical cancer examination. A lot of women seem to have this stigma that it's very evasive. But how can you allay their fears?
I think the VIAC process, that program that's being offered, is a friendly procedure. It doesn't take time. You get your results there and there. If there's a problem, you're also treated during the same visit. So if people want to know more about it, they can still visit us, and we can take them through the process before we even have the test done on them.
Where can they find you? Where are your offices?
Our offices are at number 60, Livingston Avenue in Harare, opposite the Zifa House. Our offices, our number is 707-444-707-444. That's our office number. And we are open from Monday to Friday, 8 to 4:30.